There was once a man who made his living through woodcutting. He would fulfill duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wouldn't meddle in anyone's affairs. There was a village not far from where he lived, in where the village people would worship a tree. They thought the tree was divine and would expect to help them. The lumberjack one day thought, "Let me cut down this tree that they worship as God and make it into wood." So he decided to cut down the tree for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sell the wood at the market while saving the people from rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While he was walking towards the tree, an odd-faced and dirty man came to him and asked him, "Where are you going?" The lumberjack replied, "I'm going to cut the tree that people worship as God." The man said, "I'm Satan. I don't give you permission to cut down the tree." When the pious lumberjack heard this, he became very angry and knocked Satan to the ground and threatened him. With Satan being all scared, he said to him, "You can't kill me. However, don't cut down the tree. Let's make an agreement. I'll give you one gold coin every day underneath your pillow, if you forget about cutting the tree. Let them worship the tree and take the coin." The man let go of Satan after he agreed to him and changed his mind about cutting the tree and went home. He went to sleep that night, and the next morning he woke up and looked underneath his pillow. He saw the gold coin. He became very happy. Then came the second day, but this time Satan had not put the gold coin there. The man got angry. He got his axe and left his home to cut down the tree. He ran into Satan on the road again. The man was very mad at Satan and said to him, "You tricked me." The man then tried to knock down Satan, but with astonishment, the man was knocked to the floor by Satan this time. Satan started to laugh at him and said to the man, "You're amazed, aren't you? Yesterday, you were going to cut the tree for the sake of God. The day even all the Satans around the world, if they had come together, we couldn't stop you. But now, you were going to cut the tree for the sake of the gold coin, and that is why you lost." The moral of this story is that all our intentions should always be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intention is the pillar of worship and the essence and foundation of action. The most sacred acts are spoiled because of the mixed intentions behind them, while the simplest acts gain in value on account of the purely good intentions behind them. Anyone who strives in the way of God will also be guided by God towards his path.